A cohort of 16 Northwest Indiana residents hope to bring cleaner steel to the region. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports this comes as two of the state's top polluters, U.S. Steel and Cleveland-Cliffs, plan to extend the life of their coal-based blast furnaces.
Over the past 5 months, the nonprofit Industrious Labs taught residents all about steel, the way it's made today, technology that could make it greener, and the health risks of living near a steel plant. That includes lung and heart problems and certain cancers. It's something Gary resident Beverly Lewis knows all too well. Her youngest brother died from an asthma attack when he was just 12 years old.
As most boys are, was precocious and loved to explore outdoors, all of the things that would have exacerbated his asthma.
Industrious Labs hopes residents will convince the federal government to impose stricter standards on these plants and put more funding towards helping them transition to a cleaner process. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Industrious Labs estimates coal-based steel and coke plants are responsible for up to $13 billion worth of health care costs every year and $137 million in lost school and work days. Environmental groups would like to see steel plants use direct reduced iron and electric arc furnaces, as well as power plants with renewable energy.